News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our fabulous producer, Rob Center, has been doing a wonderful job all week. He had 1% less work to do this week, but even that he excelled at. So we very much appreciate all his help and his hard work. On the news line with us now is Bucknell Professor Alf Sievers. We've met him a couple of times when we talked about the Susquehanna River Heartland Coalition for Environmental Studies. He's also one of the clergymen at the Russian Orthodox Mission Church that's thriving in Lewisburg, and he's on the news line to talk about some developments. Thank you so much for checking in, Alf.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be here.
I do appreciate that. Within the Russian Orthodox Church, what are some of the jobs that you do? I know you. We call it a church council. I believe you're involved in the leadership as well.
Yeah, I'm the warden or starosta, and I'm also the I'm also a reader in the church, which is a member of the lesser clergy there. So in that role, I assist the priest and the deacon with some aspects of the service which they conduct. So.
The church had a previous name. What was the previous name of the church?
Right. When we started 4 years ago, and we had the name Holy Protection Church. And as we recently acquired property, our bishops gave us a new name of St. John the Wonder Worker of America, who is a Russian saint from San Francisco.
All right, so St. John the Wonder Worker of America, Russian Orthodox Mission Church in Lewisburg, thriving after 4 years. I use the word thriving. You describe what thriving looks like from your perspective.
Well, we're a small group, but we're growing. We have three catechumens currently, people studying the faith towards baptism. We had a young couple who were baptized a few months ago, and we have interest from folks of Orthodox background and also people who have converted to the faith. So being in the Lewisburg area, we're outside the coal region, which historically was where most of the Orthodox churches were, in places like Centralia and Mount Carmel and so forth, northeast. You know, people have moved out from those areas in the past couple of generations, but we also have former Lutherans, folks like myself. I was raised originally Unitarian, so people are looking for a more traditional faith and find it in Orthodoxy and the Russian Orthodox Church.
Why is that? What is the appeal of more traditional churches? We see a number of the faithful doing that, not only with your church, but with other more traditional faiths.
Yeah, yes, that's so. Well, Dostoevsky, a Russian Orthodox writer, wrote that beauty will save the world, and certainly the beauty of liturgical services, I think, is one factor in that. In the Russian Orthodox Church, that includes iconography as well as incense, traditional chanting, and ritual that goes back to the early centuries of the church. So I think that's part of the interest, is just the aesthetics and the beauty. On the theological side, there's a mystical aspect of Orthodox Christianity, which I think appeals to a lot of people as well.
And describe what happens in a worship service with St. John the Wonder Worker of America Church or other churches when this liturgy and the mystery combine to make a worshipful experience. What's happening there? Dig into that for us, please.
Yeah, sure. There's more of an emphasis on the sacrament or mystery, as we often call it, than on the sermon. I mean, we do have sermons, but it's more a sense of participating in the the music and chanting. We use biblical readings and phrases, but they are all chanted, and there are particular roles for the deacon or the reader, the choir, the priest. And these roles, it's almost like a liturgical dance during the service. It's not literal dancing, but, you know, in terms of the movements of people from the altar to where the faithful are gathered outside the altar area. and so forth. And then, of course, the Eucharist is the central aspect of our divine liturgy, which we have locally on Sundays. Some other Orthodox churches will have that during the week, too.
All right, so the Eucharist being communion, and like some traditional churches, if you're not raised up or accepted into the Orthodox Church, communion isn't served to all visitors who come to you. Everybody's welcome to come and worship at the Eucharist, reserved, I believe, in your church?
Yes, yes, that's true. So we have catechumens who are studying towards baptism, and then when they're baptized, they'll participate in the actual communion. But they do; everyone participates, including visitors who may not be studying the faith. Everyone participates through the music and the experience of being there, including, of course, the incense and the iconography, and being able to get a blessing from the priest as well.
10 a.m. this Sunday is another milestone for the church that's growing. You're in Lewisburg, 10 a.m. this Sunday at the Lewisburg Club. That's where you meet at the moment. So what happens then, and walk us through the whole day?
Sure. So 10 a.m. on Sunday, we're having a liturgy. It's actually the feast or holiday for St. Vladimir the Great, who back in 988, so however many centuries ago, was instrumental in what's called the baptism of Kiev and Rus, so really bringing the area of now Ukraine and Russia into Christianity. And so it's a special day related to evangelism, and connected to that, then after the liturgy, we're going to be going over to our new property to have a picnic, and everyone's invited to come to the picnic, whether or not they come to the service before. And at the picnic, we'll be dedicating a cross. Standing cross is about 8.5 feet tall that comes from a historic church out in Shepton, PA. We'll be dedicating that for our new cemetery. So this will be the first new Russian Orthodox cemetery in Pennsylvania in many years.
And if folks didn't pick it up from your words, you have some new land, a new cemetery, and you're going to have a new location for your temple.
That's right, and we have 4 acres, and we hope to acquire 2 additional acres out there. It's in Winfield. It's right near the Union Township office and the post office in Winfield on Felmy Road. So it's located right behind Winfield Cemetery, if people are familiar with that. And we have a new sign out front on Felmy Road there.
And so that will be the location of your cemetery, and you will build. Describe this sort of the earliest vision of the building you'll have there.
Right. Well, we're thinking of trying to build an Orthodox church that's both traditional and relatively simple at the same time, and it will have some kind of a cupola or dome on top, which is the Russian Orthodox style, with a cross. And should be visible from Felmy Road, and it'll also have a little bit of space we hope to expand on for a fellowship hall there as well.
All right, and the public is invited to everything you just mentioned.
Yes, that's right. And Father John Sorochka, who is the dean of our cathedral in Mayfield, will be coming out. He's donating the cross that's going to be blessed to dedicate the new cemetery, and that cross comes from one of the oldest Russian churches in Pennsylvania, in Shepton, which is where St. Tikhon of Moscow actually served at one point. He went on to become Patriarch of Russia, although he was in the United States for a while and in Pennsylvania for a while, and then was a martyr to the Russian Revolution there when the communists took over and were persecuting the church there. So there's a lot of history with that. And our rector, Father Claude, will be there, of course. He has served in Mount Carmel and Centralia and many other parishes in the coal region and elsewhere. And he's actually 90, may he have many years, and is very still very energetic and good leader for our parish. So he's retired a couple times, but he took on the on the task to help this mission get started, so we're real grateful for that.
St. John the Wonder Worker of America Russian Orthodox Mission Church in Lewisburg starts 10 a.m. this Sunday in Lewisburg, then the dedication service in Winfield's at 1:30. Can you get all the information about all of the things we're discussing at stjohnthewonderworker.com?
Yes, that's right. stjohnthewonderworker.com.
All right, fabulous. Alf, thank you so much for checking in. Good luck in the years ahead. Keep in touch. We'll have a theology discussion. Come in one day, and we'll have that conversation, too. We'd love to have that discussion.
Well, that would be awesome. Thank you so much, Mark, and I really appreciate the chance to tell people about our mission. Thanks.
Do appreciate it. All right, thank you. That is Dr. Alf Severs. We know him as a professor of humanities and English at Bucknell University. He's on the Susquehanna River Heart Coalition for Environmental Studies, one of the founding members of that group, and a clergyman at St. John the Wonder Worker Church. Again, the website, stjohnthewonderworker.com.